Allora, voi siete nate qui, tutte e due, tutte e due, in Edimburgo?
Sì.
Che età avete? La mamma?
Che età
Età.
ho? 48 anni.
24.
Che studi hai fatto?
Alla scuola? Sono lasciata la scuola a 16 anni, senza certificati, senza esami.
Qui in Edimburgo
Edimburgo,
sempre.
sì.
E tu?
I speak in English.
Ok.
My Chinese is not good at all. I left school 5 years ago, and then I went to university, but I didn't stay. Just went for 1 year, and now I'm doing nursing, studying nursing down in Cambridge. So far, so.
Quanti figli hai?
Tre
Tre
figli.
femmine, tutte femmine.
Come Dom. Come Domenico.
Senti, avete sempre vissuto qui, in questa parte di Edimburgo, o
Sì,
avete cambiato?
sempre.
Sempre qui. E ci sono altri italiani vicino a voi?
Sì, mio fratello sta 5 minuti sopra. Anche abbiamo tanti amici che
Abitano
abitano qui vicino.
intorno e avete dei momenti in cui vi vedete, vi incontrate?
Sì, la domenica spesso e qualche sera mangiamo fuori a fare una serata.
Insieme.
Sì.
Come organizzate la giornata? Cioè tu la mattina ti alzi, fai le
Sì,
pulizie.
e poi fare le spese, poi vado alla bottega a lavorare fino alle 6.
Cos'hai, un botticai, fish and chips? O
No,
no? Gelati.
gelateria e un poco ristorante.
Quindi lavori tutti i giorni in bottega?
Sì, ma ce l'ho lunedì libero
Libero.
e anche il sabato, se niente a succedere.
Così fai un po' casa e un po'
That's
negozio.
right. La domenica mi piace cucinare e fare le cose nella casa.
Senti, i tuoi figli hanno seguito il tuo esempio, cioè anche loro
Sì,
in bottega, in
non
negozio.
posso lamentare per questo. Elvira è molto buona a
Buono.
fare. Beh, no, era prima di andare a Cambridge, faceva tutte le cose nella casa, se voleva fare.
Ma a te è piacere che loro lavorino in casa, in negozio, che scelgano un altro lavoro?
Per i miei figli, sempre scegliere i miei figli che volevo fare, non io.
E loro che cosa hanno preferito?
Per me stesso, per loro, boh, per loro è meglio di fare quello che volevo fare,
Cosa
perché
hanno scelto? Hanno scelto?
io,
Loro hanno
loro,
scelto. Che
sì.
cosa hanno scelto?
Well,
What's there?
what did they choose?
Yes.
Well, Elvira ha scelto fare l'infermeria, e la seconda ha scelto di fare un degree nel
Management, business
management,
studies.
business studies, my hotel management. E la
Vuol
piccola
dire
vuol dire
economia, commercio,
yeah,
proprio.
tutti fanno BA degree,
Una laurea.
fa 4 anni di studio.
Dopo 16 anni, questa. Dopo i 16 anni.
Si è cominciato dopo ho fatto
18
le
anni.
18
Ah, dopo
anni.
le
Sì,
IELTS.
è come l'università, come
E la terza figlia? Ah,
well, che solamente 12 anni,
piccina. Ho capito.
non è cominciata ancora.
Le vostre amicizie sono anche scozzesi o soltanto italiane?
Mostly Italian.
Italiano.
All my best friends are Italian, like me, born here, but of Italian parentage, except for one or two. my good friend. But we mix very much half and half. So it's not all Italian, all Scottish. Half and half.
Do you prefer the mix?
I like it as it is, actually. Because at school, there was a lot of Italians at my school. So therefore, I made a lot of friends there. And I like it as it is. I wouldn't like to be restricted to just mixing with Italians or to just mixing with Scottish. I think it's good to mix.
E cosa preferisci tu, che sposino italiani o che sposino scozzesi?
Well, per me sarebbe meglio di sposare uno che ha almeno an Italian connection. Something that's connected, because è come il religione, se lei sposa una Catholic, if you're Catholic, è sempre più meglio, perché questo non sarebbe un problema, ma se un non Catholic marries a Catholic, è un problema già fatto. So è lo stesso di noi italiani, se Alvira sposa un italiano, allora è meglio, perché pensa lo stesso, mangia lo stesso, ha la stessa idea, it's better. So. And then they would understand us, if she brings in a boy who has Italian connections, they understand our family and how we live and what we do, so it is better.
In casa avete mantenuto abitudini italiane o no?
In casa che?
In casa, nella vita familiare. Avete abitudini italiane?
Sì.
Sì? Come, per esempio?
Well,
cosa fate in italiano in casa?
Do you have Italian customs?
Habits, I know.
Habits, yeah.
Well, like Christmas, for example. We have Christmas Eve is an important day for us. We have the baccalà.
I see.
And we have the vermicelli with anchovies, and it's an occasion, Christmas Eve, which the Scottish people don't have that at all. And then we have Easter is a big thing for us. You know, it's a big feast on Easter Sunday, and we don't go
cooking,
out.
Cooking is all Italian.
Yes, all the cooking is Italian
based, and it's difficult to put your finger on it. But it's when you live, when you go into a Scottish household, there are different ways. I mean, they don't. I don't know whether it's.
You would have to be a Scottish person coming in here and living with us to notice really the differences. Like, we stay at home a lot. The children are in the house a lot. In the evenings, for example, we don't go out unless they have an appointment, you know, somewhere specific to go to. Otherwise, they stay at home. But the Scottish children, they tend to go out a lot. They go out drinking to a pub and have drinks, things like that. Whereas my children don't do that. Not because they don't agree with it. It's just because it's not part of our scene.
So tu preferisci vivere così o no? Cioè ti piace il fatto di avere una vita un po' diversa dagli scozzesi?
Yes, I do.
Why?
Well, it's a bit different. The thing is, we've got different standards as well than people in Britain. Like, for instance, Italian parents are a bit more strict than Scottish parents. So sometimes at school it was difficult. When other people were going out and staying out till all hours at night, and we weren't allowed. Then I used to say, I wish it was, you know, different. But then again, we didn't really...
Didn't do you any harm.
No.
No.
But to me, most of my friends are Italian, like me. So therefore, it doesn't affect me, really. It's not something you notice.
She never rebelled. So
do you feel free?
Yeah, very, very.
It's the same. I could do what, I mean, you could do, yes, we can do what we want, really.
Do what you want. They have a choice. Within
limits.
They choose themselves.
Within limits.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would love for one of my daughters to see Mum will come in the shop and help and work with you and, you know, take over the business. I would love that. Because it would mean that I would have an easier life.
Mm-hmm.
I could just be at home and relax and, you know, take things easier.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't expect them to come in and do something they didn't want to do.
Yeah.
I mean, if they try to do what they're doing, they're on both on careers, okay. If they say they don't like it, or after they've done their degree, and they say, Mummy, I'll come back, I'll take the shop, okay, that's fine, you can have it, it's fine. But at least they've done what they thought they wanted to do.
But none of my friends have gone into businesses.
No?
They've all gone on to pursue careers of their own. Not one of my friends.
Like Nicola, Janetta.
Mm-hmm.
She's from the same
Nicola's one of my best friends.
Mm-hmm.
And except for Paola, who's a bit different. She didn't want to do anything at school. Yes, that's right. So therefore that was different. She got married.
See, it's very easy when you have a family business. It's easy just to slide into it. Say, oh, I'll just leave the school and slide into it and go into the business. It's quite easy because there's no hassle, there's no work, you know, to study or anything.
In the society, you mean?
No, in a family.
They push.
If the mother and father don't push to go to university, for example, if the mother and father just leave them alone,
it's easier
for the child to say, oh, well, all right, I'll go into business and work in there. But you see, there may come a time when they're older and they're mature, they'll regret it.
They'll
regret it. They'll say, well, I haven't fully exploited my brain and what I could do. In other fields, you know, because I mean, the business is just for making money. That's all it is. We're serving the public, doing them a service to make a living. That's all it is. It's not really. We're not expressing ourselves really in any other way.
Cosa pensate? Per una donna è più sacrificato vivere in negozio, fare la vita che ha fatto i tuoi genitori, no? E anche per te quello che ha fatto la madre, oppure è più attraente, più bello, più interessante scegliere un lavoro diverso?
I think it is different to choose something away from the business, especially if you've been brought up in a business. Isn't that right? What do you think?
No.
Well, I mean, I was put off business.
Yes.
But then again, there may come a time when, even though I've chosen a career different as my sister has, we may decide one time, oh well, we'll come back and work in the business. Not that I don't think that'll ever happen, but I mean, it could happen.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's not really sacrificial. You're working hard, okay?
No.
I mean, what's sacrificial about working hard?
But you do.
Millions of people work hard.
Oh, but...
And another thing, we're working in a family environment as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working beside my husband, and my daughters could be working there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you're all working together. So, I don't know where the... I mean, you work hard, that's okay, that's true. But then you also get benefits as well.
Mm-hmm.
We go to Italy every year.
Mm-hmm.
We can please ourselves when we want to go.
Mm-hmm.
So we can take a day off when we want to take a day off.
Mm-hmm.
Just means organising things. I want to go somewhere, okay, you can go off tomorrow. But if you're working for a boss, you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So you really have good things too.
Mm-hmm.
Can't really complain.
So, tu sei contenta della vita che fai?
Yeah, I think so. Yes, thank God, I think I am. Because I have half. See, I'm not always in the shop. I can get my mornings here to do what I want to do in the house.
You can.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I just go to work, say about 10:30, 11:00,
mm-hmm.
So it's quite good, you know. So I'm not really pushing it at the moment.
E tu sei contento di aver scelto quest'altro studio? Per il fatto di sposare una persona che abbia un legame con la cultura italiana, come
legame,
diceva tu,
legame.